this morning, I think that we can all attest. First, good morning to everyone. This bright, sunny day here in Palmer, Alaska. Mr. Roberts was coming through the door this morning. He greeted me with a, "It's sunny outside." I'm like, "Yes, sir. It certainly is." And so, as a friend of mine says, he said, we say, "It's great to see you." And he says, "Well, it's great to be seen." So, good morning. It's just great to have each and every one of you here this morning. For those who are just now connecting, we're giving honor and praise to our Heavenly Father first, because He's awesome. but secondly, we want to recognize a young lady who graduated from University of Alaska, and with all the things going on this year, during this time of year, with the COVID 19, 2020, things have just like gone crazy. There's enough things that we've seen that have happened, but there's quite a few things that haven't happened. The normal things that happen in the spring, right? You have, you know, the athletic events, you know, track and field, those type of things that go on, and baseball and softball, and then there's the prom, you know, those who missed out on that event. And so and maybe even more importantly is the recognizing the accomplishments of boys and girls, men and women across this country who have most of them have dedicated themselves to their studies. Some of them, you know, they kind of snuck in, and but bottom line, they got their piece of paper, and maybe not the traditional way of coming down in a procession with pomp and circumstance, but they receive their diploma just the same. I think it's all about finishing well. It's all about finishing well. And it's without a doubt that we have a sister who did exactly that. Today's message comes from the cross. The last words, the last utterances of Jesus Christ found in John 19:30. When he said, when it is written, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. It's those last three words that he spoke. He said, "It is finished." You notice Jesus does not make a comment of how he finished. He didn't say, "Yeah, I knocked it out of the park. I finished well." He just said, "It is finished." We must decide in our own hearts how Jesus finished. And for me, and hopefully for you, he knocked it out of the park. How you answer the question may make a difference between whether you go to heaven or whether you go to hell. The writers of Scripture want to help guide you to the right answer. And so they tell you that Jesus finished well. In fact, let's read our Scripture today right now. It comes from Hebrews 12:2. It says, "Looking for Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." Father God, this morning I just pray your presence. I pray the Holy Spirit would be in this place. And I know that in your word, I'm assured that the Holy Spirit is here. Because your word says, where there's two or three gathered, there you will be also. So it's without a doubt, in my mind, in those who are seated here and those viewing, that the Holy Spirit is in their midst, our midst. Father, I guide my words. In your name I pray. Amen. I believe that the writer in Hebrews is telling us that Jesus just didn't finish, but he finished well. He is not just the author of our faith, but the one who made it perfect. I would say that he finished well. He did not go to the cross kicking and screaming. He wasn't being shoved up. He wasn't being shoved or pushed. Well, he maybe was being shoved or pushed, but that was by the soldiers. But he went along peacefully. I would say that he finished well. He completed everything that needed to be done and is now sitting at the right hand of our Father. To be sitting means you finished well. So, let me just tell you, for some other reasons, I believe that Jesus finished well. When Jesus breathed his last breath, every Old Testament scripture that talked about him was fulfilled. Every single one. When he finished, there was no need for any more sacrifices because Jesus Christ was the ultimate sacrifice. He laid down his life. No more sheeps, no more goats. No more bulls. No more of those type of sacrifices, because he became the ultimate sacrifice. When he finished, the devil became the defeated one. He lost. Yeah. He lost. I have no doubt. And I hope that you have no doubt in your mind that Jesus finished well. And do you know that we are called to not just finish our lives as Christians, not just to finish, but we are to finish well. No half-stepping, just finish well. Just don't be on the sidelines. But be in the race. Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. When you go to your job, you're doing it for the Lord. When you go to school and you're doing your best, yeah, you're doing it for him. You're doing it for your parents too, so you don't get grounded, all right? Okay, don't get me wrong, all right? Kids just don't say, well, the Lord's happy with it. that's just not going to work. So, a little background information here. To answer that question, what will it take to finish? Well, I want us to look back at the Old Testament to the Israelites as they travel through the wilderness to the Promised Land. I think it's fair to say that for the most part, the Israelites who started the journey from Egypt, they didn't finish very well. The majority of them going across whining and complaining, disobeying. I can't remember. I heard this morning somebody said, maybe it might have been Mr. Roberts. He said, I just don't like a bunch of whiners. I don't like whiners. And I'm quite sure our Heavenly Father, he got an earful of that as those who were journeying across going to the Promised Land, the land filled with milk and honey. He promised that to the Israelites, but a lot of them didn't get to see it. All the belly aching. But there's two who did. Joshua and Caleb. They finished well. I want to take one of them, Caleb, and see what it took in his life in order to finish well. And so four verses tell us all we need to know here in Numbers. So if you have your Bibles, turn to Numbers 14, 21 through 24, or your devices, or just look on the screen. And this text says, "But truly as I live and as all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, none of the men who have seen my glory and my sign that I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and yet have put me to the test these 10 times and have not obeyed my voice shall see the land that I swore to give their fathers. And none of those who despise me shall see it, but my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land into which he went, and his descendants shall possess it. So let's look at this text. First point I want to bring up: compromise. Don't compromise. The person who finishes well refuses to compromise his or her convictions because it is the viewpoint. It's so small. It's like, okay, I'm not going to compromise. But because my servant Caleb, that verse there, it says, but because my servant Caleb has a different spirit. 12 men went there who were supposedly men of God, men of great faith. They were chosen. They were there to go and spy out the land. But they let some giants, they got scared. They got scared. They were afraid. They saw the giants, but God said, hey, that's the promised land. It belongs to you. That land flowing with milk and honey. And as each spy gave their report, the pressure was mounting on both Joshua and Caleb to fall in line with everybody else, with all the others who went over to spy that land, those other 10. Like, come on. Hey, just all got to stay in sync. Nice. We brought back some grapes, some clusters, but there's some big people over there, and we're not going. We got to tell them not to go. But Caleb, the scripture says, was of a different spirit. I think we all we find ourselves in that position, don't we? From time to time, where the majority is saying, it's all right. It's okay. But you know that it's wrong. In your spirit, you're like, geez. Whether it's at school, everybody's got their extra notes, right? Everybody's got those extra notes. It's okay. Oh, it's just not those people. It's at your work. The job where, hey, there's a report that needs to go to corporate level. And you're a manager and the boss comes in and says, hey, I need you to kind of doctor up your report to where it reflects that we're doing okay. But in your heart and in your mind, you're like, that's not right. So what do you do? The majority of the boss is telling you to doctor it up, but you know in your mind and in your heart, he's like, no, I can't do that. Don't compromise. If you want to finish well, we cannot compromise our convictions just because we are the minority. We have to stand, and we have to stand strong. Point number two. Cling to God's word regardless of the circumstances. I know some of y'all are going to get mad at me on this. The person who finishes well takes God at his word. Takes God at his word, no matter if the circumstances seem to be painting a different picture. God has promised that he would give the promised land to the Israelites. Caleb took God's word. God said it. Okay, it's going to happen. But really the circumstances were saying something totally, completely different. The circumstances were saying, no, there's giants over there. They'll crush us like a bug. Circumstances said that there was no way that they could defeat this giant. So what do you do? Do you take God for his word? Do you take him at his word? Considering or do you look at the circumstances? Circumstances or God's word? Which do you lean to? Which do you cling to? Do you believe God when he says this? He says, train up your child in the way that he should go. And when he grows older, he will not depart from the faith. Or do you look at your child's behavior and say, no, I don't think the Bible pertains to my kid. Do you believe God when he says that he doesn't believe in divorce? He hates divorce. His word says that. Or do you look at the circumstances and say, obviously he didn't see what I'm hooked up with. God doesn't see the man or the woman I'm with. God says, yes, I see the man and woman that you're with because I'm the one that put you together. So do you listen to his word? Or do you let the circumstances dictate what you will do? Do you believe that God will turn all things to good to those who love him? That's what it says in his word. Or do you see no way the situation that you're in, that there's no way any good could come out of it? No way. There's God's word and there are circumstances. Sometimes they seem to be going in opposite directions. What am I to believe? What are you to believe? What will you believe? Will you believe in God's word? He's counting on that you will. He's counting that you will. That's if you want to finish strong. Last point. The person who finishes well runs the race until you cross the finish line. I will bring him into the land he went to, and his descendants will inherit it. Those who finish well never lose sight of the finish line. The finish line for Caleb was actually walking on the land that God promised. I think some of you have seen that. There's people that have ran a race well. I've seen it in collegiate level and professional level, right? Especially in track. And you're so far ahead, you're like, hey, you start showboating. Look at me. I'm way ahead of all of y'all. You turn around, and next thing you know, whew, someone who never took their eye off the finish line has just passed you. You've seen it in NFL, football, right there at the goal line, doing their little dance, about to cross over, and then, bam, somebody hits them, or they drop the ball, and their coach loses their mind. Like, you took your mind off the goal. You took your mind off the finish line. The Apostle Paul talked about fighting the good fight, the finish line, referring to his up and coming death. But sadly, so many start off strong and finish poorly. They start off good, but they take their eyes and their heart, their mind off the goal, off the finish line. It's safe to say that there are people who consider themselves a member of a congregation. And I know that there's some bodies that even have a role that says, are you a member of this church? Their names on a ledger. And that ledger is full with names. And although we don't have a ledger of that type, there's people who would say, oh yeah, I go to Palmer Church of God. That's my church. That's where I go on Sundays. So you have that number, and then you have those who are active. Active. And for some reason, those numbers never seem to be the same. Where are those other people? Where are those others who are supposed to be in this race? They've taken their eye off the finish line, and they're not going to finish strong if they finish at all. I'm just here to tell you, church, God doesn't grade on a curb. He doesn't take the best Christian or the best believer in this place and say, okay, because this person is the best one here this morning, and they got the highest. Your judgment, you getting into heaven, for you getting in that land of milk and honey will be based off of that person who is not perfect. You're not going to be able to sneak in. You're not going to be able to just, whoo, I barely made it. I got in. That's not going to happen. I'm just letting you know. That's not going to happen. So, how do you plan? How do you plan to finish? We know that Jesus finished well. How will you finish? I don't decide. Your best friend doesn't decide. Your mom doesn't decide. He's the one that decides. Church, I say finish and finish well. This morning, we all know that our beloved sister has had a number of hurdles. She's had a number of hurdles, but she has persevered. Our Jocelyn. And she just didn't graduate with a bachelor degree in social work, but she also did it with excellence, magna cum laude. That sounds good, doesn't it? I'm magna cum laude. She finished the race well. She's not only an example to those of us here seated, but to her kids. She's saying to her kids, she's setting the example, kids, regardless of the adversities that you may face, you can finish. And just don't finish. Finish well. Before we recognize her, I want to just, if you would, Kip Roberts, go ahead and turn off the house lights, and I